This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Last Friday, checkpoints went up at the entrance to the Florida Keys. Only people who live or work in the Keys are allowed in, along with delivery trucks. We talked to the Monroe County Sheriff about how it's going. When Monroe County put up its checkpoints, sheriff's deputies were joined by state troopers stationed in the Keys. But not for long, according to Monroe Sheriff Rick Ramsey.
The governor ordered them out, and the governor is not going to provide us assistance from National Guard or our state law enforcement partners. So they were barely here when they were told that they had to leave.
Cities and other agencies in the Keys agreed to help staff the two checkpoints. It takes 22 people over each 24-hour period to keep the checkpoints going. Ramsey says he doesn't know why the state troopers were pulled.
2 hours after he pulled ours, he did his own checkpoint in North Florida on I-10 at a macro scale. Ours is a micro level compared to what he did. And he did the same thing we did here for the same reason. Public health, trying to contain the spread of the virus in the state.
By Monday morning, Ramsey estimated they'd turned away about 2,500 people. The county says the checkpoints will stay up indefinitely with periodic review. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.